As the delegates at the Democratic National Convention today cast their votes for president, delegates for Bernie Sanders are expected to get to vote for him and not acclaim Hillary Clinton the nominee, at least at first. The promise to allow the vote was made by Sanders himself last night, even as he took the stage in Philadelphia to strongly endorse Hillary Clinton. Sanders' address came right after the keynote speech by Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. WBUR's Fred Tice sat with the Massachusetts delegation for the speeches and has this report.
Each of the speakers took on a distinct role for the night's final speeches. Bernie Sanders' role was to rally his supporters around Hillary Clinton. Elizabeth Warren gave the keynote address. That's usually a speech meant to inspire. Think Barack Obama in 2004, when he said there were no red states and no blue states, only the United States. But Warren used her speech to go after Donald Trump.
Democrats proposed ending tax breaks for corporations that ship jobs overseas. And Republicans, they said no. Democrats proposed raising the minimum wage, and Republicans, they said no. So to every Republican in Congress who said no, this November, the American people are coming for you.
She's been kind of the pit bull against Donald Trump all along.
Former State Senator Carol Donovan of Woburn, a Clinton delegate, appreciated Warren's speech.
I thought it was in volume, it was tamed down tonight, so it played well to the keeping everything in a civil tone tonight. But she hit all the bright points that she had to hit as far as everything that's wrong with him.
In addition to that, Congresswoman Catherine Clark appreciated Warren's strong support for Hillary Clinton.
She really captured pulling together, I think, the Democratic Party behind our nominee. And making sure that we all understand that these are the values that we share and highlighting the stark contrast with Donald Trump.
The big event of the night was Bernie Sanders' attempt to rally his supporters behind Clinton.
Based on her ideas and her leadership, Hillary Clinton must become the next president of the United States.
That's fine with Sanders supporter Naman Kanani, who's a delegate from Shrewsbury. He says he's happy, though, that Sanders did not release his delegates to vote for Clinton.
And that's just to show support for the revolution. We know that obviously he's not going to be elected to office, but we want to make sure that there's some accountability on Hillary's end, that these agreements that they've come to will continue to be promised as she moves along with her campaign.
For some, lingering in the hall as others rushed out into the night, it was a bittersweet moment. For Sanders delegate Nancy Weinberg of Newberry, for example.
I'm a little teary. So it's been a long campaign and a passionate campaign. And it's disappointing to have it end like this. And then...
So what now?
Now we defeat Trump. I need a hug from this man.
This man standing next to her was Jim Roosevelt, grandson of FDR, co-chair of the Rules Committee, and a superdelegate for Clinton.
I thought tonight was a great coming together of this Democratic Party. And I thought it was capped by an excellent speech by Bernie Sanders.
It was not all coming together. At one point, Clinton and Sanders delegates from Massachusetts, like delegates from other states, competed for who could shout their candidate's name loudest. But the delegates here do seem ready to come together, if only to defeat Trump. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia.